Paddy, thoughts? You have a wee bit of time to think about it. So,
I thought actually we played not too bad in the first half. The goal just before half time was a complete sickener. Like, Jesus, it was an awful mistake to lose that goal, and get into half time level would have been okay. But the second half went out, we seemed to dominate the play, but we missed a lot of chances. We seemed to be panicking on shots and taking things on that weren't there. We need a bit more patient. And then Mayo got a bit of a run, they got a goal on some. Now, we did fight back well. We brought the game back well, but at that stage, I think the game was gone.
Probably needed a goal at that point.
We probably needed a goal. But they never quit. They never gave up. But really, it was a day where you just never got to the level we expected.
In the first half, I think you won 3 Mayo kickouts in a row to go 4 up. Mm. And then I think it was Jordan Flynn won the one that was moved up. So it was wee things that changed it again. It was just because you were in control at that point.
Nah, the natural thing is when Jordan Flynn caught the ball, I think it's Niall Toner went to tackle him, and then that's the new rule now on the mark. Yeah. The ball's moved up and ran it on and put it over 2. So that brings the game back to 2 again. So small things like that there. But I think Mayo were actually, I thought Mayo were very good today. I thought they were able to open us up pretty easily. We have a lot of work to do.
And you lost Oren at a stage at the crucial stage of the game, which makes you have to think things as well. So
yeah.
What was the mood like at half time? Like 3 down? What was the thoughts at that stage?
I think at 3 down, there's a bit of a breeze there in the second half. I thought we just needed to go back out and probably play our spice back into the game, get back level again. But we did have plenty of opportunities. We missed a couple of easy frees and easy shots to start the second half. And then they got a goal, and all of a sudden it's a 6-point game. And then it moves out again, and then we had to fight really hard to get back in. And even when we go back to 4, we had a couple of opportunities maybe to bring the game back closer again. But it was just a frustrating day, frustrating performance.
It really typified the season and the fact that in some games you had really good spells and in other spells of games you weren't in it. So it's probably something similar today.
I think that's
on the big picture.
I think that's fair. We're playing fits and starts. Maybe it's just where every week seems to be changing our team. We seem to lose players and we're bringing other players in, and we're maybe losing important ones like in the game. What's leaving Brent from the last day when Lachlan and Brendan were very good at Donegal today, we weren't available, and it just throws the team because of the knock-on effect. So once you lose one player, the effect's on to somebody else. And Mayo today were pretty strong. I think they're more or less their championship team out there. So it was tough out there for them players.
And finally, for me, you've obviously Armagh next week, but the biggest date, I suppose, is Ballybofey now. That preparation-wise, focus-wise?
Oh, it is. I think that's a bit on our target now. We only have 3 weeks to get ready for that. So the Armagh game now is of no significance to us, like, really, in terms of the league. Now we're gone. But we have to use the opportunity for players to show what they can do. And obviously, we'll be giving players runs out against Armagh, and our focus will be getting ready for that, for the championship game.